Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS-FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 1027.
And welcome back to another episode of the Brooklyn Zone podcast. This is episode number...
17, Joe.
Our 17th episode. Last episode, episode 16. A lot of press on this thing.
Everywhere.
A lot of people were talking about it. It even made one of the papers, which I can't even mention. But we got print, we got press, we got space online and the mm-hmm. internet. A lot of people were talking about this thing because we really got into some heavy-duty stuff.
I know. Apparently, Steve Schripp is a big fan of our mayor, right?
Yes. He's a big fan of him and a big fan of De Niro.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you missed any of that, you can go back and check it out online all the time at cbsfm.com and all our pre-podcasts before that. But it's a new one, and we're here. Valentine's Day is said and done. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was good. I want to tell you what I do because I don't like the commercialism of it or anything like that. I never take my girlfriend out to eat on Valentine's. We've been together 3 years.
Yeah, because you get a limited menu.
Right, and they jack up the prices. They think you're some schmuck walking off the street.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I cook. I decorate.
You really cook?
Yeah, swear to God.
You cook?
Yeah, cook.
Wow.
I know. So I make her all nice stuff.
What do you make?
Anything. She likes Italian food. So
now, where does this cooking take place? In your house?
Yeah, in my house. So
your mother and father are there?
No, I got the whole basement to myself. You know, we just moved to Staten Island.
Oh, so you're in the basement.
I got the whole basement, full new kitchen. So
is the basement like slip covers and all that? You know, you got stuff on the furniture.
No, Joe.
Plastic slip covers.
No. If my grandmother was the interior decorator, I'm sure that's exactly
a picture of Frank Sinatra on the wall. And
another one of Padre Pio right next to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do people, they always got to put Padre Pio next to somebody else.
Padre Pio's everywhere. I was watching that show Gomorrah last night on Netflix. Mm-hmm. You know what it's about? The Italian mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're walking into an apartment that they're just about to blow up. And who's on the wall?
Padre Pio.
There he is. He's everywhere.
You know the way in Seinfeld, Superman was in the background the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
For Italian families in their houses,
mm-hmm.
Padre Pio is the Superman.
He's everywhere. It's like a Dunkin' Donuts. You turn around. You want a latte? No, but I'll have a Padre Pio picture. There he is, right on the wall.
I think my grandmother's got a tramp stamp of Padre Pio somewhere on the bar.
I'll be nice now. Be nice. So what did you make for Valentine's Day?
Pasta, a little bit of appetizers, a nice antipasta.
Do you make your own pasta or you box stuff?
Boxed. No, I get regular pasta and yeah. I make my own sauce.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm right. Actually pretty good at it. I sat with my grandparents a while ago and I said, I want to learn. I have to continue this tradition.
Right.
My parents do it. They do it okay.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents make the best sauce.
How's your mother cook? Be honest.
She's good.
Be honest. No, I can tell in your face. I can tell in your face.
She works a lot. So
I didn't ask you if she works. I asked you, how does she cook?
Man, she listens to this.
So what? Be honest. You got to be honest on a podcast.
There are certain things that she makes phenomenal. There are other things.
Does your mother cook good?
No.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. It's out there, everybody. There you go. There's a lot of cooking schools right now on Staten Island since you learn how to cook in Brooklyn, you know?
All jokes aside, she does work a lot, so my grandmother does do most of the cooking, but the things that she does make pretty good, I have to say.
Like Tyson's, like, what's,
oh, man.
Banquet.
The next time she sees you in Home Goods, she's going to slit your throat.
There I am in Home Goods with my wife like an imbecile walking around getting, you know what I was in Home Goods for?
What?
We were buying sweaters for my dog. Okay. There I am, this 6-foot Mama Luke guy following my wife in a shopping cart.
I was just going to say.
And there I am. And we're buying sweaters for my dog, Leonardo, mm-hmm. We just brought him to the vet last week. Now he's 4 pounds. Wow. I won't even go out and walk this dog. He's so
tank.
Small. I can't even go out and walk this dog. He's so small. So who do I turn around? I see in Home Goods. There he is. Your mother's there.
I know. Now the next time she sees you.
And you know what she wasn't buying?
What?
Stuff to cook with.
I don't know, Joe. The next time you see her in Staten Island, you better, if she opens her trunk, you better run.
So you made pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Any main dish you made?
A little chicken.
A chicken one? Yeah,
rollatini.
Rollatini.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't cook fancy.
Pre-made or?
No. I made the whole thing. And then a little antipasto too. And, I set it up all romantically. I wrote her a big love note. I got her all these different gifts and everything. Here's the gift I got her. Listen to this. See how romantic this is.
Uh-huh.
You can buy on Amazon. It's a bucket. It comes with like two different kinds of mix. You put the first mix in.
Yeah.
You wet it, mix it around, and then you hold hands with your girlfriend and stick them in. You wait for it to harden. Then you wiggle your hands out. You get the second mix, pour it in that, and it makes a mold of your hands holding each other.
I'm very impressed.
All right.
You see how romantic? I got to toughen you up, man.
I know.
You're going real fast. You're going down real fast. Maya, we didn't cook at home.
No?
No.
We went out?
Yeah, we went out. We had to go out. I went out over the weekend because I couldn't go out on Valentine's because I'm working. You know, I'm on the air.
Yeah.
So we went overseas for Valentine's Day.
Where overseas?
To Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
We went overseas to my favorite place.
L&B?
No, La Palina we went to.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you took your wife to L&B for Valentine's
Day. What's wrong with that?
You got to do a little bit better than
L&B is great.
It's delicious, but not for Valentine's. It's a pizzeria.
Right. I wanted a little cozy at so.
Yeah.
And I like their baked clams at La Palina. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we had a little baked clams, which is my favorite. So a little spadini alla romana. You know what that is?
Right. Say that again. That was nice.
Spadini alla romana with anchovy sauce on the side.
Sit on your speaker wherever you are and let him say that again.
Yeah. And we had spadinis. Siciliana.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what that is?
Of course
it's rolled spadinis with the breadcrumbs in there, rolled with the mushrooms. Forget about it. A little fried zucchini, some rice balls, some potato croquettes, and it was a beautiful thing.
Oof.
Beautiful thing.
Beautiful.
And you missed it last week in the studio.
Why?
Talking about food, I had my buddies from Lenny's from Howard Beach on Cross Bay Boulevard. Uh-huh. They came in and cooked for me on the air.
They cooked on the air.
On the air.
Unbelievable.
In the studio. You had to smell what this station smelled like on Friday night. It was unbelievable.
You must have set off the fire alarms in here.
Well, because they told us about that. We couldn't do so we had like low chafing dishes.
Oh, okay.
I had them in a closed off room and it came out perfect. I mean, it was we started eating at 7:30 and we were done at 10:45.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was. That's how good it was.
By the way, I just want to say this. Speaking of fire alarms, I came back to the studios today to record this podcast with Joe. And I come in and Joe's got his feet up on the desk and he's laying back and he's huffing and puffing this cigar with a mushroom cloud over him the size of the studio. And our boss walked by and
Jim
almost
Ryan.
Had a...
you see the look he gave me?
He almost
didn't yell.
His glasses almost fell off.
But he didn't yell at me. He looked at me like, really? I went, yeah.
Turns out it was an electric cigar. It wasn't a real one.
Yeah, my son bought this for me for my birthday.
They're really cool.
They're great cigars. You don't smell. You don't have that cigar smell on your clothes.
You weren't coughing.
I wasn't coughing.
There wasn't ashes all over the place.
No ashes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's a great thing. Now, Dan Taylor's bugging me. He wants one of them.
I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
I'm going to order one.
It's really cool.
Done over here.
Yeah, it's really cool. But did you see Jim Ryan's face?
Yeah.
How funny was that?
This man, Jim Ryan, if you ever do a Google search of him, has a very expressive face to begin with. And to see him come out of a big important meeting and see Joe Causey with his feet up, huffing and puffing a cigar in the lounge.
But you know what's funny? He goes, oh, okay. And he just walks by.
Just another day.
Just another day with me, you know, another day. But Valentine's Day, gone.
I'm glad we were both romantic on Valentine's Day. Because, you know, you come from Brooklyn. You know how to pick up a girl. You know how to, you know, swing her the right way.
I used to be a priest in an early part of my life. That's what I really wanted to do. So I really didn't have that many female companions.
Bull. Bull. Are you out of here? When did you do the pre-stuff? Before or after the clubs you were in every
night?
What was
it? What was it like growing up in Brooklyn for you, picking up girls?
See, it was different for us because I know for you guys, you know, you went out, you went to the clubs, you were 13 years old in clubs and everything. No, that, we couldn't do that.
I didn't do that at 13 years old.
For us?
Nah, I didn't do that early. I really didn't go to clubs early. I went later on.
Wow. So yeah. So did we, but that's just because
that's
we
when
had
I
to.
Became the supreme cuisine, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've done my research.
I was exalted the supreme cuisine back
so,
then.
So for us, I mean, like, you know, back then it was like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, you just knew the girls that you went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I only knew the girls in my little Catholic school, St.
But
then
you go to an all-guy school?
That was high school.
Oh, I'm trying to. Yeah. I wanted to be, like, politically correct there for a second. I thought you went to the prom with Brad. I didn't know for a second.
No, no. Not that there's anything wrong with
Not
that.
Not that there's anything wrong in that. I'm just wanted to know.
So, yeah, we just, you know, we only hung out with the girls we knew in grammar school. And then in high school, I remember starting Severian, and I was like, this is all boys. Where the hell am I going to meet girls now?
To an all-girls school.
Yeah, because Fompon was right there. But I didn't meet the girl. My girlfriend, I've been with her for 3 years. I didn't meet her from school or anything. I met her at a house party.
Really?
Yeah, she was plastered at a house party.
Oh, that's a great pickup.
Yeah, that's how I got her number. Because everybody looks at us and says, how the hell are you with him?
Yeah.
And I got her number because she was plastered. And then the next day, I just started talking to her.
Yeah.
And that's how it went. That's history.
Did you take advantage of her that she was plastered
on
the first time? Be honest.
No, it's
nobody's going to know. Just could tell me.
Nobody's going to know. Besides everybody that listens to the podcast. No, I swear to God. No, never. And I actually, that night, the first night I met her, leaned in for a kiss before we left.
First night?
The first night I met her. Yeah. Because I was a little drunk, too.
You move fast.
I know.
Yeah.
And she put her hand over my mouth, over my drunk mouth, and went, no, 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 no. I'm not like other girls. And walked away. And that's when I knew I loved her and wanted to be with her for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yep.
Was she able to walk when she turned around?
No, she face planted into the neighbor's bush.
That's what I liked. That's a real Brooklyn girl. Yes.
That's my Brooklyn girl.
Fell into the tomato plants. I love it. Right into the Basiligo. I love it. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
So now you know my story.
Yeah.
How'd you pick up your Brooklyn sweetheart?
My wife?
Yeah.
Well, for one, she's not from Brooklyn.
I know. She's a Staten Italy girl.
Native Staten Islander. Mm-hmm. And I met her in a club.
Wow.
In a club, yeah.
Now, was there tension? Because, I mean, no, this is Brooklyn's own Joe Causey. You are the epitome of Bensonhurst.
Yeah.
And you're going out with a Staten Island girl?
It just felt right. And I knew it from the moment that I met her that I was going to be with her for the rest of my life.
What'd the parents think?
Could they think? I come walking in. It's like Jesus has arrived.
Did her dad ask for your autograph?
I'm going to get a heart attack over there. That's funny.
Oh, my God. It's Joe Causey.
That's funny. That's funny. I remember one thing when I pulled up in my car, her brother wrote my name in snow with a spray can on the snow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
You know, Joe, all right, so we got the Valentine stuff out of the way.
Do you know it's 80 degrees in this studio?
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, is this where you work every day?
Yeah.
Why do you have it on 80 degrees?
Why don't stay in here all day?
Plants could live in here.
Cacti. I'm growing some cacti next to the Bosnian gold.
Go ahead. Keep going.
So, you know, we cleared the Valentine's Day stuff. I hope everybody had a wonderful Valentine's Day. I hope you really enjoyed it. The weeks leading up to Valentine's Day, though, I didn't enjoy it, not even a little bit.
No?
No.
Well, okay. It was cold.
I want to let everybody that's listening right now, wherever you are in, on a little secret. Joe Causey, intern Anthony, and our producer, Louie, have a little group chat going.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't answer it for a couple of days, but that's because I was busy. And Louie texts me and goes, what's wrong? Why aren't you, what's going on with you? You're not answering. You're not giving any ideas for the podcast or anything. And while it had nothing to do with Joe Causey and Louie.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out right now to radio.com.
Okay.
Who sends our podcast out to the world.
To the world.
Yes. Because
you seem a little disgruntled.
I am.
They whacked you.
Yeah. They destroyed me. They took me out of the title, and I just want to know why, because Brooklyn's Own podcast was an idea of all of us put together. And I don't care how young I am. I don't care how new I am to any of this. I'm as much part of the show as anybody else.
This is great. I love this. Mm-hmm. This is great. Look at you.
They could really go see their sister for what they did.
Maybe it got hacked.
No, it didn't. I know what they're trying to do.
Maybe it got hacked from overseas and someone's out to get you.
You know, we do have listeners in China.
Maybe it got hacked in China and someone's out to get... Someone may have a vendetta against you.
Mm-hmm. They could.
You ever think?
They could.
But did you mess with anybody in the past?
Not in China, no. I've never been there.
Anybody in Chinatown?
Well, yeah, probably when I was a kid.
This could be it.
I know.
They could have went online into cyberspace, and they're out to get you.
I'm glad you're taking their side, but, well, who the hell's Intern Anthony? Let's take him out of that name because he doesn't mean anything.
He sounds like he's on Family Guy.
Uh-huh, yeah. So Peter Griffin can tell him to go take a walk. Louie is on the case, though.
Okay.
He told me, you know, be patient with it.
Do you want me to make some calls?
What happened here? Nothing.
No. I'm a church-going guy.
Yeah.
I was at church around the corner from your house on Sunday. I was looking for you. I didn't see you.
I have to start going to that church.
Yeah,
it's in Staten Island.
Yeah, it's right by your house.
What's the name of it?
I can't say. I don't want people following me
in
church
yeah.
in my time of prayer.
That's right. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
It is so hot in this studio. I'm going to take off my shirt in 2 seconds.
I'll tell you what, Joe. Let's get the hell out of here. I'm Intern Anthony from New 102.7.
And I'm Brooklyn's Own Joe Causey. And on behalf of Louie, who at this very moment is out there moving out of Brooklyn as we speak.
Yep.
He's on the way. He's leaving Brooklyn, coming into Staten Island. We'll be talking about that on the next podcast and a whole lot more. Don't forget to check us out online. It's Brooklyn's Own Joe Causey on CBS FM.
And Intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And we'll see you next time on the Brooklyn's Own podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.